I took Traddles with me. He talked to me about Sophie. "Sophie is a dear girl," he said. "I love her very much, and I want to marry her soon. But her sisters want her to stay at home and look after them. They don't like me at all." "But Sophie wants to marry you, doesn't she?" I asked. "Oh, yes," Traddles said. His face was sad. "But when I ask Sophie about a date for the wedding, she can't tell me. I don't feel very confident about it." "Don't worry, Traddles," I said. "You will marry Sophie. You can wait." "Yes," Traddles said. "Sophie and I are young. We can wait." Dora's aunts were quite old. Their names were Miss Lavinia and Miss Clarissa. They wore black clothes and their voices were calm and quiet. They talked to us politely. At the end of the visit, Miss Clarissa said, "You can come here twice a week on Saturdays and Sundays. Will you like that?" "Oh, yes, Miss Clarissa," I said. "Thank you very much." So I visited Dora every week. My aunt came with me sometimes. She liked Dora and her aunts very much. Everyone was very kind to Dora, almost too kind. She did not have to do anything for herself. I did not like this. Dora needed an education. "Dora, my dear," I said to her one day.
"Yes, David," Dora said.
"I have bought a book for you."
"Oh, thank you, David," she cried.
"It's a cookbook," I said.
"Oh."
Dora was less excited now.
"A cookbook."
"Read it," I said. "You'll learn a lot about cooking."
"I'll try," Dora agreed.
She sounded sad. She tried for a time, but she soon stopped.
"I don't like cooking, David," she told me. "It's very difficult."
When Agnes visited London, she met Dora. She liked her very much. After her visit, Dora asked me about Agnes.
"She's very pretty, isn't she?" Dora said.
"Yes, she's quite pretty," I said.
"You knew her when you were a child, didn't you?" Dora asked. "And you liked her then?"
I agreed that Agnes was a very good friend then, and I liked her very much now, too.
"So why do you love me?" Dora asked.
"Agnes is like my sister," I said. "And I love you like a wife."